play action and how, I mean, everything's, you know, their pass game works so well off of their run game. I mean, is that the challenge with this team?
Yeah, I mean, they run the ball really, really well. I mean, they do everything well, even their drop back passes. They've got enough different concepts out of different personnels. They've got, you know, a traditional two-back, one tight end look. Next thing you know, they got three tight ends on the field. Then they're three wide receivers, and they're running all their concepts out of the just out of same looks, different personnels. So they get matchups that they want, and they run the ball really, really well. So if you start to load up the box, they can just pick it up and throw hot passes to Julio, or they can start to get some play-action passes, and it's really hard to get a pass rush when they do block it up. And then you got Julio Jones and Sanu running two-man routes through your secondary, and he's got all day to throw the ball, and they can get open when you give them that much time and space. So they present a lot of different issues. You know, we're going to have to line up and play and compete, stop the run. We're going to have to match up and challenge on the outside. We're going to have to limit the big plays and just understand that they're going to make some plays. They're going to move the ball. Where we're going to have to show up is in that turnover category, being able to come up with a couple takeaways here or there, especially the red zone. You know, we're going to have to tighten up when the field shrinks and those deep shots and play-action shots are no longer available. That's when we got to take advantage of that opportunity. But, you know, they're number one offense in the league for a reason, and it's because they do a lot of the stuff well.
Now, I've been in this league a very long time, and as a leader of this football team, what do you say to your teammates? You even had a team meeting after the loss. What do you say to keep everyone positive when you lose 4 or 5?
I mean, we still got 8 games to go. And I know, you know, me personally, I don't get discouraged until that door is closed. And so right now we have the opportunity to still to kind of write whatever we want this season to look like. And 5 out of the next 8 are at home. And so, you know, if we want to do anything, this is the time where we got to turn it around and start to fix it. And that's just going to happen one day at a time. It's a patient approach. And you've got to be mentally stable enough and have the bandwidth to really embrace that challenge and embrace the focus and sacrifice that's going to cause. And, you know, this is kind of where we've put ourselves. But it's not at any case over. So, you know, you just tell everybody to stay the course and obviously be critical of the things that we need to fix and the things we need to get better at. But on a daily basis, we got to grind and make a commitment to get better.
Malcolm, we've talked to you before about this presidential race. What does the outcome say to you as an African-American?
I don't know if it speaks necessarily to me as an African-American. I think being a minority, I think the majority kind of stood out. I know from a popular vote, I think Hillary won, but you know, I think there were records set for the amount of people that came out and voted, and you know, so I voted the other way, but you know, it's still one of those times where you know, that's what America's all about. You get a chance to put your opinion out there and put your vote, and you know, America's spoken.
Regarding the election, you had said it's going to be a sigh of relief or a panic. What would make it a panic for you?
I mean, I think there's a lot of concern. I know for myself, when you just look at all of the things that Trump has done over this entire campaign and this whole process, to now see him in the throne, in the seat, is nerve-wracking for me. And I know many of the people, or many of the friends I have, just kind of waiting to see what that looks like, and if it'll reflect anything of what he's shown already. If so, that's very concerning.
Malcolm, you said the Falcons change up their offensive schemes a lot. 2 backs, tight end, maybe 3 wide receivers. What does that mean for you in the backfield?
For me, that means I probably have a lot of different matchups. You're going from base to nickel to 4 backer set. So, you know, that'll put me personally on a slot. That'll put me on a tight end and put me on running backs when they get to empty formations. I mean, it's a lot of different things that you've got to prepare for. And a lot of the times they find ways to get a mismatch, whether it's a linebacker on a receiver or, you know, a receiver on one of your safeties. Their athletic running backs out wide against your linebackers. They do a good job of moving guys around. Julio's playing the X, the Z. He's in the slot. So it's a bit to prepare for. We're definitely going to have to survive some of those bad matchups and continue to adjust as the game goes on, because they do a good job of scheming you up. If you play the same thing over and over, they'll have something specifically for that game that you hadn't seen before. So, I mean, they do a good job of planning and game planning. So we got to be ready for anything.
It seems he's really progressing
about
something like that, where Odell, Antonio Brown.
That's
league. Is there something about Julio? You have a lot of exposure to him. Yeah. What do you see on film with the way teams are trying
to? Yeah, I mean, I've seen, being in the NFC South for 5 years, I saw Julio from his first year in the league till now, and he's a special talent. You talk about his speed, his size, and his ability to get in and out of breaks is like nothing else or nobody else in this league. And whether he's double covered, he's fast enough to just run through it. He's single covered. He can beat man to man. He can beat press. He's strong enough where if he catches the ball, he can break tackles. He can outrun DBs. It's a tough task. Nobody's really stopped him all year. The biggest thing is just try to limit the big plays that he has on a game. Try to limit those, catches where he's running through the secondary, outruns everybody for a touchdown. You want him to at least be able to earn every catch that he gets and keep it in front of the defense. That's the NFL, and we talk about all of the talented receivers we've seen all year. He's definitely probably at the top of that list.
Malcolm, you've seen a lot of Matt Ryan over the years too. Statistically, he's having an excellent, his best year now. Is that, from what you've seen on film, is that a function of what they're doing schematically, maybe different than years past? Is it him growing and maturing and getting better? What do you kind of?
Well, he's always been a productive quarterback, especially when he's getting protected. And I think his run game, even back when they used to have Turner, that's when he was really good as well. They had a run game. It was the same thing, two-back formations, 12 personnel, play-action pass, slot. And they're doing a lot of the same stuff now. So whenever he's paired with a really good run game, he's got all of the arm skills and all of the brains at the line of scrimmage to put him in a good play, to get in and out of runs, get in and play actions. And it's showing he's having a productive year, but he's always been one of those quarterbacks that you've had to get ready to play year in and year out.
Malcolm, can I just ask one more about the election? And you talk about your friends sharing your concerns. What do you say to them? What are the conversations like last night as the evening's unfolding?
A lot of it was a lot of disbelief, and I think a lot of people, obviously shocked. That's pretty much it. Everybody's just kind of waiting to see what will happen. Obviously, I think a lot of people thought it would turn out a different way. But, this is America, and just waiting to see what happens.
Have you talked to your teammates about
it
today?
Yeah, kind of the same. It's been the same conversations. A lot of people were kind of shocked. It's probably been the main thing guys have talked about all day is just, now everybody's talking politics. We want to talk about foreign policy and all kind of things. So the economy, I think guys are shocked. But just like us, we're trying to figure it out. You got guys counting electoral votes in states and swing states and all that stuff. But that's fun. But, I think everybody's just shocked.